1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. The Reserve Bank has left the cash rate unchanged for a seventh straight meeting. Jefferson Shaw reports.
The RBA says the latest data hasn't changed their view that their policy is broadly working. The board has left the cash rate at 4.35%, citing high underlying inflation and economic uncertainty. The Reserve Bank board statement says inflation is expected to go down in the short term, but isn't expected to reach its target of between 2 and 3% sustainably until 2026. The board says it isn't ruling anything in or out in the future. RBA Governor Michelle Bullock is expected to provide an update on its decision in the next hour. Jefferson Shaw, Hope News.
The federal government is urging all Australians in Lebanon to leave as soon as possible in the wake of escalating conflict in the Middle East. Noah Seckham reports from Canberra.
Hundreds of airstrikes launched by Israel have reached southern and eastern Lebanon overnight, killing more than 490 people. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong says she is deeply concerned by the escalating conflict in the region.
We believe a wider regional conflict is not in the interests of any of the peoples of the region.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the government has been warning Australians to take commercial flights to get out of Lebanon for months.
The fact that some people have continued to go from Australia to Lebanon in recent months is not a common sense thing to do. The government issues these warnings for a reason.
Noah Seckham, Canberra.
Australia is leading a push for greater protection of aid workers after the killing of Zomi Frankum in Gaza. She was one of seven World Central Kitchen staff killed in a series of Israeli airstrikes. The Foreign Minister is calling for a new UN declaration to protect aid workers. Police say a fatal stabbing in Marrickville in Sydney's inner west was a targeted attack. A 32-year-old local rugby league player died on the street despite attempts by paramedics to save him. It's understood he knew the man who attacked him. Police are now searching for the man. The Roads Minister is warning dodgy overseas drivers who try to avoid fines will be caught. A single address in Sydney's southwest has been linked to 18 licence holders, largely French nationals, who've racked up thousands of demerit points. John Graham says they're believed to be avoiding fines by nominating other drivers to pay them or fleeing the country.
One of the things we'll look at is changing the law so that those benefits that we want to extend to millions of drivers doing the right thing may not be available in the same way on these international licences if it's leading to abuse of the system.
A cap on holiday home rentals has now come into effect for one of the state's most popular holiday spots. Homeowners in Byron Bay will only be allowed to offer short-term stays for a total of 60 days a year, except for a limited area holding high tourism appeal. It's hoped it will make more homes available for permanent residents. A new study shows the world's biggest rainforest, the Amazon, has lost an area the size of Germany and France combined to deforestation in four decades. The BBC's Julian Duplain reports.
The report by a group of international researchers says that between 1985 and 2023, 12.5% of plant cover was lost due to deforestation for mining and agriculture. And a high number of wildfires this year have released huge volumes of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Severe weather patterns linked to global warming are increasing the risk and intensity of fires in many South American countries. Since returning to power last year, Brazil's President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has pledged to achieve zero deforestation in the Amazon by 2030.
And two more species that disappeared from New South Wales almost 100 years ago have been reintroduced in the state's far west. 20 western quolls and 20 burrowing bettongs have been returned to Sturt National Park. 13 mammal species listed as extinct in New South Wales have now been returned to the National Park estate.
Hope weather.
Cloud increasing this afternoon, winds northeasterly at 15 to 20 kilometres an hour, becoming light later this evening. Right now it's 21 degrees in the city, 26 in the west. Tomorrow a top of 31 degrees with showers developing. Thursday rain, a high of 20. Friday showers and 19. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
Sydney's Hope 103.2. How well do you know your neighbours? Timor-Leste, one of Australia's closest neighbours, is just a one-hour flight from Darwin. Did you know that Mission Aviation Fellowship is one of the few organisations flying to the country's rural districts? Last year alone, MAF carried out 320 life-saving medevac flights in Timor-Leste, meaning a life was saved almost once a day. Our Lord Jesus calls us to love our neighbours. Will you partner with us in this vital ministry? Visit maf.org.au/TL to donate today.
Station sponsor.
There's one tool in your business that's working 24/7, whether you're on the job, on a call, or on holiday. It's your website. At Label & Mint, we've helped businesses like yours get more out of their website. A good website is the first step towards selling more products, converting more leads, and growing your brand. Imagine your dream website or even an app, working as hard for your business as you do. At Label & Mint, it's simply mint to be. Visit mintwebsites.com.au to get started. Station sponsor.
In Bardia, there's a truck breakdown southbound in the shoulder on the Hume approaching Brooks Road. In Auburn, we've got a breakdown northbound closing a lane on St Heliers Road approaching Parramatta Road. In Des Moines, look out for delays heading westbound on Victoria Road at Lyons Road. And in Georgia's Hall, busy southbound on Henry Lawson Drive. Take the family away next school holidays with Flight Centre. 5 nights on Daydream Island from $2,699 with over $1,000 of bonus value. Book now. Station sponsor. I'm Thomas. We'll take another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.7.
Hope 103.2. We're there for you, wherever you are.
You're listening to Hope 103.2 for your Tuesday arvo. Sharma with you. And one of those things that just always seems to make the rounds in terms of discussions is whether or not it's okay to recline on your seat, because a couple has gone to the extent of starting a fight over this reclining seat, so much so that they are now banned from the airline. We'll talk more about it after Ed Sheeran. This is American Town.
We were a long way from home, haven't seen you in so long, but it all came back in one moment. And the year started cold, but I didn't notice it all. And we found there's a room we're both in. We get Chinese food in small white boxes, live the life we saw in Friends. Your room, it barely fits the mattress. Wake up, leave for work again. The wind, it seems to blow right through us. Down jackets are the trend, the rusher rushing deep into love. English girl in an American town, no elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't want to be found. It's just you and me, my English girl in an American town. With your phone, electric went one on one. I thought I would be more nervous, darling. We watch comedies and miss the endings. Conversations till the dawn. Any change in tide, we push against it. Challenge meanings in the songs and head out without a reservation. Drinking out of paper bags and wasting time is time not wasted. With my English girl in an American town, no elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet are 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't wanna be found. It's just you and me, my English girl in an American town. And when our eyes are closed together, I can't explain how the scent of your perfume takes me to a higher place. Drink Moscow mules and steal the cups from mostly the Bowery Bar. What a perfect day to fall in love on. What a way to make a start. It appears when you think all is lost, then you don't remember when it started. Never have to pretend. With my English girl in an American town, no elevator to the fifth floor. I'll ring on the buzzer, then you'll be right down. I wish time would freeze. Dungarees over the hoodie, we're out. Feet out 3 feet off the ground. Lost in love and we don't wanna be found. It's just you and me, English girl in an American town. Over the
town.
Hope 1032.
Refreshing, fun, and life-giving.
You got all that emotion that's heaving like an ocean, and you're drowning in a deep, dark well. I can hear it in your voice that if you only had a choice, you would rather be anyone else. I love you just the way that you are. I love the way you made your precious heart. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. I know it's hard to hear it when that anger in your spirit is pointed like an arrow at your chest. When the voices in your mind are anything but kind, and you can't believe your father knows best. I love you just the way that you are. I love the way he's shaping your heart. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. You're in is just you against you against you. Gotta learn to love, learn to love, learn to love your enemies too. You can't expect to be perfect, it's a fight you gotta forfeit. You belong to me, whatever you do. So lay down your weapon, darling, take a deep breath and believe that I love you. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself.
Words to live by. It's Be Kind to Yourself, Andrew Peterson here on Hope 103.2. And an airline has now banned a couple who started a fight over a reclining chair. So this couple from Hong Kong have been banned from flying Cathay Pacific after this woman who was flying from mainland China took to social media to complain that she was harassed by a couple. So they were sitting behind her and they told her to straighten up her seat as she reclined. And they was basically saying that the angle that she was on blocked their in-flight screen's view. And she refused, and then the wife in this couple stretched her legs onto the armrest before slapping her arm and yelling at her repeatedly in Cantonese. So the woman that posted this said, when she realized I couldn't speak Cantonese, she started calling me mainland girl in a derogatory term. So they just continued to go back and forth. The flight attendant even suggested that the woman straighten up her seat, which she refused, and she had the right to refuse it. And she said, you know, I was shocked because it was not mealtime, yet the flight attendant wanted me to compromise. She rejected the suggestion, and then following this incident, Cathay Pacific has made a statement and said that the couple has been added to their no-fly list as it has a strict zero-tolerance policy for disrespectful behavior towards other passengers.
the sunshine with Hope 103.2. Go on.
Brake lights stuck on the highway. Some guy cuts into my lane. Anger like an explosion. I'm mad and make sure he knows it. But I don't know what he's been through. Family's trying to get to. That's when the spirit inside me reminds me to be kind.
Gray, be kind on Hope 103.2. And speaking of being kind, or in this instance, not being kind, we're talking about a couple before who have been banned from Cathay Pacific because they decided to get all aggro at a girl who wanted to recline her seat. And I want to hear from you, 0448402020, or send me a text, oh no, give me a call, 1300402020. What are your thoughts on seat reclining on an airplane? I personally don't recline my seat just because I don't enjoy it when other people recline their seat and I'm behind them. I wouldn't ever stop anyone from doing it, but because I get annoyed, I'm like conscious of if the people behind me will get annoyed. So that's the reason that I don't do it. But I want to hear from you. It is you're well within your right to recline your seat. So this is not a don't recline your seat conversation. But what are your thoughts? 0448402020. Send me a text or 1300402020.
Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Here's Pete and his mum and Ben from 1-800-SHUTTERS.
Spring has sprung.
And we have spring fever.
So boys, spring into action and come up with some ideas.
Nothing springs to mind.
How about a spring sub?
Oh no, don't spring that on me.
Something will spring up.
Hope springs eternal.
Order your blinds, shutters and awnings now from station sponsor 1-800-SHUTTERS to stop the spring puns from these three.
It's definitely put a spring in my step.
And you're no spring chicken.
Oh, he's a good boy.
At Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way. We're your local NDIS service provider in Western Sydney. We're experts in maximising your NDIS plan, preventing wasted funding and getting more opportunities for quality support. We offer a vast range of services, including support coordination, plan management, complex care, travel and social access, cleaning services and more. Visit yahwehcare.com.au. At station sponsor Yahweh, you matter, we listen. It's your care, your way.
In Fairfield, we have a two-car crash causing heavy delays northbound on the Horsley Drive approaching Polding Street. That's in lane 1, 2 and 3. In Bardia, there's a truck breakdown southbound on the Hume approaching Brooks Road. The M5 building pretty quickly heading westbound through Moorbank, approaching Moorbank Avenue. Looking pretty good in both directions on the M7 through the Light Horse Exchange. And in Rockdale, look out for delays heading southbound on Bestick Street. I'm Thomas Reeve, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
So what are friends for? More than you might imagine. Hi, I'm Kate Ryan for Focus on the Family Australia. Everyone should have at least one good friend in their life because friends provide things we all need, like perspective. A friend can help us see things in a different light. We all have days where we feel lost and confused, and a good friend can provide fresh ideas and approach we may not have considered. Friends also provide company and comfort, especially when things aren't going our way. When we need someone to laugh or cry with, a good friend is always there with a willing ear and a warm shoulder. Friends provide accountability. They keep us in line when we veer off course and can even help us during times of crisis. When we fall, they're always there to pick us back up. So if you don't have a good friend, try and find one. It's something no one should be without.
For free videos to help you in your parenting from Focus on the Family Australia, go to familycast.com.au.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Even so, Lord, your mercy.
That's Young and Free here on Hope Drive. Sharma with you, and it's 3:30, time for the latest news headlines. Good afternoon, Sarah.
Good afternoon, Sharma. The Reserve Bank has kept the official cash rate on hold at 4.35% for a seventh straight meeting. In a statement, the RBA says it will be some time before inflation is sustainably low and is still not ruling anything in or out. More than 400 surgeries have been cancelled as nurses strike across the state. The 24-hour stop work action has been taken despite an independent recommendation to accept an interim pay rise and continue negotiations. Australia is leading a push for greater international protections for aid workers in war zones. Senator Wong has been meeting with counterparts and aid agencies on the sidelines of a United Nations summit in New York. She's announced the formation of a ministerial group upholding international humanitarian laws. Nearly 500 people have been killed and more than 1,600 wounded after Israel launched fresh airstrikes across Lebanon. Thousands of residents in southern Lebanon have been fleeing north after Israel's prime minister urged them to leave places used by Hezbollah militants. The Australian government is again urging citizens in Lebanon to leave now. Police are searching for an attacker after a man was stabbed to death in Sydney's inner west. Emergency services tried to revive the victim at Marrickville last night, but he couldn't be saved. Distraught family members got into a confrontation with police. New South Wales students will be banned from using their school email addresses from social media platforms. The Education Department will block students accessing platforms and gaming apps. The Premier says it will prevent children from creating secret accounts. And in sport, tennis legend Rafael Nadal has been named in Spain's squad for the Davis Cup quarterfinals. Sharma, I'll have more news at four.
Thanks, Sarah. And a huge Hollywood actress has confessed that social media is banned in her household, which is very impressive considering that her kids are in their early 20s. I'll let you know who it is next.
Hey, it's Laura on Undistracted this week. Former Prime Minister Scott Morrison talks about breaking mental health taboos and combining faith with politics.
Information is moving so quickly and there's a lot at stake on every decision. So I'd get good advice. I'd listen carefully. I'd do all of these things, but I just found that God gave me a sense of peace in these moments where it was like the ball was moving slowly, even though that it was actually coming at me very fast. I found that a real blessing in what was a very challenging time.
Listen in full wherever you get your podcasts and find Undistracted with Laura Bennett on our website, hope1032.com.au.
You're an individual. You want services unique to your needs, routine and personality. Adventist Aged Care is also unique. Honest Christian values, tailored services, impressive facilities. Adventist Aged Care has one simple goal, the well-being and happiness of every resident in a safe, social, Christian environment. Station sponsor Adventist Aged Care, Warunga and Kings Langley. Independent living and residential aged care. Book your private tour at aacsyd.org.au.
Hope Drive.
Thanks to station sponsor Solar Heart Sydney. Book your obligation-free in-home appointment with the most trusted name in solar. Visit solarheartsydney.com.au.
Hope 1032.
I never knew that everything was falling through. That everyone I knew was waiting on a cue to turn and run when all I needed.
Yeah.
left in overtime. She's on your mind, she's on your mind. Everyone knows she's on your mind. Everyone knows I'm in over my head. I'm in over my head. I'm over my head. Everyone knows I'm in over my head. Over my head. 8 seconds left in overtime. She's on your mind. She's on your mind.
Hope 103.2.
Side my side and
restless in your eyes, to reach before the morning rise. Out on the street corner again, I turn around and see my friends. Some get forward, some get low, but no one knows which way to go.
Listening to Hope Drive, that is Vance Joy. And Kate Winslet has come out and said that she doesn't see the point in joining social media. She was asked about whether or not she would be on Instagram or X, and she says she sees them as a distraction, and then even confirmed that in her household, social media is off limits, which honestly props to her for being able to maintain that rule or like enforce it at all. But yeah, she doesn't allow social media in her house. Her kids are 24 and 21, which to me is like peak social media age. So good for her for being able to do that. I gave up social media last week for a week. That's how long I lasted. It was very, very stressful. I felt like I was missing out, and then I re-downloaded social media only to discover, no, I did not miss out on anything. So if I could be like Kate Winslet and have social media be off limits, I would definitely give it a go.
Sydney's Hope
1032.
Find MacArthur's best at your doorstep. Angus Bristow Village is the perfect location to downsize into retirement living. But there are only four villas left. Station sponsor Angus Bristow is just minutes from restaurants, cafes, shops and more. And you can find peace of mind knowing that home services and aged care are on site if your needs ever change. Inquire now. These quiet, connected three-bedroom villas will soon be gone. Visit angusbristowvillage.org.au.
Today's high cost of living adds to family stress.
Bridging the Gap has been supporting communities in Sydney's West for 40 years, helping parents get their kids the best start in life. Free financial counselling is just one of their services. Others include counselling for all ages, school programs, and accessing no-interest loans for essentials. They're also a registered NDIS provider. To find out more about free financial counselling and all the other services of Bridging the Gap, visit btg.org.au.
In Fairfield, a two-car crash has delays heading northbound on the Horsley Drive approaching Polding Street. In Bardia, look out for truck breakdown. That's southbound on the Hume approaching Brooks Road. Looking pretty good in both directions on the M7 through the Light Horse Interchange. Bondi Junction, we are seeing delays westbound on Old South Head Road at Blair Street. In Darlinghurst, building quickly heading southbound on the Eastern Distributor. I'm Thomas Reid, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Hope 103.2.
1032. Hope 1032.
You give
1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Unified Lawyers, Australia's leading divorce and family lawyers. To book a free consultation, go to unifiedlawyers.com.au.
It's 4 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen. The Reserve Bank has kept interest rates on hold, but there's no sign of when they'll come down. Michael Packey reports.
After 2 days of deliberations, the RBA has kept the official interest rate steady at 4.35%. It's the seventh board meeting in a row where rates have remained on hold. The Reserve Bank has made its decision ahead of tomorrow's monthly inflation data. In its statement, the RBA is concerned inflation remains at the higher level of expectations, mainly driven by a tight labour market and high government spending. It's a further sign rates are unlikely to come down for some time yet, with latest figures from ANZ also showing consumer confidence remains relatively robust.
More than 400 surgeries have been cancelled as nurses strike across the state. The 24-hour stop work action has been taken despite an independent recommendation to accept an interim 3% pay rise and continue negotiations. Michelle works at Hornsby Ku'ringai Hospital. She says they're intent on securing a 15% wage boost.
What we want is some pay equity. We want some parity with our border states. We've had over a decade of the public health system being gutted. Our workforce is severely reduced.
Australia is drawing up contingency plans for citizens in Lebanon, with Australians there being urged to leave now. Almost 500 people in Lebanon have been killed and thousands more have fled their homes after a day of Israeli airstrikes. The attacks have again sparked fears of a broader regional war. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australians in Lebanon should leave on a commercial flight while they still can.
Whilst we are doing what we can to prepare contingency arrangements, the numbers of Australians in Lebanon are beyond the capacity of the government to provide assistance to all. They are very large numbers of Australians in Lebanon.
Australia is leading a push at the United Nations for better protection of aid workers.